Yes. Okay,
thank
we're
you
here.
Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I wonder what Jason has on some of these people, because I feel like he'd be blackmailing them and strong-arming them into something like, oh, if you don't do this, then I'm going to post X, Y, and Z about you, you know?
Yeah, well, I don't think it's more of that. I just think that, you know, they are friends. So I'm not going to say that she shouldn't have given him the interview, or like he doesn't deserve interviews, because that wouldn't be fair. He's in the space. He occupies space here. He has a nice size platform. So at this point, you know, people should give him an interview. I just think that he should make the interviews less about him. He doesn't have, like, the thing is, he's here. He's established. He's got money. He's got fame. He's got success. He has resources. There's no reason why you need to keep trying to, you don't have to prove it to us, bro. We see it. Just interview the guest. You're here. You won.
I agree. Another thing also, like, I just thought he thought it was going to be more than it was, you know?
Oh, they said her voice is low. Oh, okay. They said your voice is low. Oh, dang.
But you
it's probably
me.
Okay, I can. They said I need to turn you up. Uh-oh. I don't know how to do it. Go ahead, though. Keep going.
If he really wanted to gag the girls, though, he would have had Rihanna come on there, I feel like.
Oh.
Like, if he really wanted to gag the girls, he would have had Rihanna. Because, like, Cardi, like, we know they're friends. We know they're cool. Like, they talk. He's had her on his show before, you know. But, like, Rihanna, like, would have been, like, a bombshell for me, you know.
So. Absolutely. Okay, try
That's
now. Say something. Thank you.
Say something.
Yes. Okay, they can hear you now. Okay, perfect. Thanks,
okay.
Boo.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Good night. Why is it looking low? Okay. Sorry about that, you guys. You know, it just be a lot of different things going on when yes, girl, just be a lot. When you do everything yourself, girl, it'd be a lot of things. You have to do it all by yourself. Okay, 2704, you live on the air. Hello? Okay, 2704. Hello? Okay, y'all not even ready. 0609, you're live on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I have, you were talking about the Cardi interview that she did.
Yes.
Do you have any suggestions on, like, why do you think a lot of entertainers choose to not do interviews with black media? Like, your opinion on that?
Well, I mean, I feel like they do decide to do interviews with black media. It's just, I think it's all a game, right? It's all about, and I think it's not just them. I think it's like, where do they feel safe? I think it's labels. I think that sometimes people don't want to be asked certain questions. And I also think that a lot of people don't see the value sometimes in black media, right? So they don't think it'll go as far. But at the same time, some of our own black people will be the ones to tear us down the most and only highlight the negative, where white people will give us, like, you know, our flowers, and they'll interview us a little bit more thoroughly. Sometimes we can come across like we're only there for the mess, you know what I mean? So, and then we only support bull sometimes when it is negative. We only talk about the negative a lot of the time too. So it's just like one of those catch-22s that I feel like, you know, sometimes as black people, you know, have you ever been to a black restaurant and you want to support the black people, but they stuff is overpriced,
yeah,
undercooked, and they give you the smallest portions?
I wanted to say, like, I think the way that you do interviews and how you said, how you talk to your guests, I think you do a phenomenal job, and I think that more people should interview with you. That's just my personal opinion from watching you. But I'm going to say something that a lot of people might not like. This doesn't apply to you, because I think, you know, I think you're a star. I think a lot of the reason why people are cautious with doing media with black media is actually, I think, what happened to the Meg case is that people made a mockery of it. Instead, like, when I saw your coverage of it, I thought you were being fair. And a lot of other people were giving misinformation.
Uh-huh.
And so I think black media was looking for tea, and they weren't going with facts. And I think that's what a lot of people like when I watch your show, I like the fact that, like, you're willing to talk to people, entertain us, and give us a show. other people just want to be messy. You know what I'm saying? I think there's a big difference. And so I exclude you. I think you're probably one of the only black media that actually will do their job and dig and look, you know, actually research a person. Everybody else wants to be messy. Everyone wants to look for a headline in a blog, you know, a moment, instead of actually coming with facts and saying, you know, well, this is the truth. And I think that's why a lot of people follow white media, because they're not going to be as messy.
Well, and then when you think about people like me, a lot of people are followers, right? So most people are not going to sit on my platform until that one person says, I'm going to give you a shot. Then everybody's going to come, right? So it's going to take that one star to come do it, and then everybody else will follow. But nobody wants to be the one to be like, you know what, I'm going to do it.
I think if you keep being the way that you are, you'll get there. Because honestly, when I watch just to see other people, they're very messy. And that's, to me, that's probably the reason why I don't follow a lot of black media, because they're messy. They look for a moment instead of you just being yourself and being entertaining and actually come with facts. Like everything you just said about Cardi, like, I thought that was facts. Like, you're going to ask the questions that might make someone uncomfortable, but I don't think you're going to push a point where you would upset someone. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And other people just want a moment where you won't want to come back to them. And I think that's messy, you know? And like, that's the thing that's going to stick in a blog. Like, they could care about anything else. It's just the messy part of a story. And, you know, I it's true. Like, a lot of, like, the shade rooms, and they're messy. Like, a lot of these blogs, they're super messy. They don't do anything for anybody. It's just a bunch of black people hate on each other 24/7. So I'm not surprised that a lot of black artists don't mess with black media. I mean, like you said, you bring people up to tear them down, but then you expect them to work with you? Like, how does that work?
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
All right. So we got some more. We got a couple more calls. Okay. 2132, you're live on the air.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
Hi, boo. Okay. I can't believe I got through. Okay.
Yes.
So I'm going to stay on topic. So
okay.
I'm 21, and I'm like a young consumer of music and stuff like that. And I personally don't watch Jason Lee or keep up with Jason Lee, so I don't understand why Cardi went on there. Like, I'm like, girl, isn't your main demographic like younger people? So why would you go to an old man to do an interview? Like, I don't get
Wait
it.
A minute. We can't age shame. I don't want to age shame because, you know, God willing, I'll get to be 45, 50, 60 and all of those things. You know, we all want to. So we shouldn't age shame people.
That's true. But you get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like if you're going to push your music and stuff like that, or your artist.
Well, she didn't push any music. She didn't push anything. She just got up there and talked. She literally didn't push anything. I don't understand what that was. What, she didn't push anything.
I really thought, like, if even if it wasn't you, you know, specifically, even though I feel like she should have came to you, she could have went to, I don't know if she cool with Carisha, but I would like to see her on Carisha Please or the Joe Budden podcast or anything but just Lee. Like, I didn't even click
on the video. Carisha Please would have got more views, but I still would have needed her to go on a Joe Budden or somewhere, like somebody that's going to challenge her or ask her I feel like the uncomfortable questions for Cardi B is not like Offset and the Migos, and it's about the music. Those are the ones that are like,
absolutely,
she don't really be one to answer and get into. Mm-hmm. Like, girl, that's what we want to talk about.
But like you said, she went on an interview, like on his interview, she was open to answering some things. So it's
she was.
And for him to not even push, it's like, bro, come on, dog. Like, what are we doing? I'm glad I didn't watch it. I just was waiting on you to, because I knew you was going to come over here and talk about it. So I was like, I'm just waiting.
Well, here's the thing. The interview, it wasn't that the interview was trash or it wasn't good. It just was more about him being friends with her and them being cool and them just kind of kicking on the phone just in the interview setting versus telling everybody in the room about how good they are as friends instead of like, you know, what's the hold up? What are we expecting next for this next chapter?
As a consumer, I'm not checking for – I don't care who Jason Lee is connected with. I don't even know that man. I care about Cardi B. I want to see what she – you know, I want to talk – I'm going to get to know Cardi B. I don't know Jason Lee. I don't care who he knows.
Exactly. All right, have a good one, Boo. All right, thanks for listening. Okay, so let's keep it moving. All right, 0848, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
Okay, I'm going to call this So, you know, when Jason was working with Kanye, that didn't last, right? And now he has whatever he has with Revolt. I don't think that partnership would last. And I think him bringing Cardi B on first is supposed to help boost that and bring in a lot of views, but it's not going to last. And I'm saying that because I tried to watch the interview and I couldn't watch the whole thing. I just skimmed through it. It's like, I don't want to see you bring up how you and Cardi talk personally. Like, we already know y'all are friends. You don't have to keep validating that. And so I don't think that was a good interview. It probably would have been better if it wasn't so, oh, Cardi, you called me, blah, blah, blah. I think if he would have just stuck to some harder, tougher questions to make her, you know, a little uncomfortable in the edge of her seat, it would work. And I don't think his show is going to outdo Carisha Please. At least
it's definitely not gonna outdo Carisha Please. But here's the thing. I wanna say this, guys, though. Like, it's nothing wrong with establishing a relationship. So I think it would have been a cute moment, beginning, middle, and end, about their friendship. Yeah, you know, Cardi's my girl, this is my friend, you know, we're gonna have a good time, you know, I fuck with her, blah, 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 give her flowers. In the middle, you know, you mentioned how, you know, you kinda, you know, you can mention a little wild moment, how you put her in place, boom. Or Madonna, whatever. Then at the end, you're talking about, thank you so much for coming on here, you know, being the first episode of the launch of my show. I appreciate that, blah, blah, blah. But throughout the whole interview, to be basically bringing it back to you, it was almost at a point where Cardi B then started talking about, and yeah, and you're this and you're that. Like, she then started having to talk about him. And I'm like, no. We want to talk about you.
Exactly. And that's why I feel like anybody that comes on after Cardi B, it's probably going to be people who he has a relationship with, and the interviews are going to suck. The ratings are going to suck. The thing is, at least with Carisha Please, when she interviewed JT and Tasha Santana, that it was uncomfortable, but it was a good interview, right? She still all asked her the questions. Jason can't do that. He does not have that ability. If you have to bring your own show off of your own YouTube channel to somebody else's channel, and you think that will make it better? No, it's not going to bring in different views. But I don't think whatever their contract is, it's not going to go another round. So it's not going to work. But
I want to establish I'm not here to put any energy towards his show, whether it will do well or do not. I'm just talking about the interview. I mean, whatever hit that man's show do, congratulations to him. You know what I mean? I will probably never watch a Jason Lee interview unless it has something to do with someone I care about. Cardi B, we talk about her here. That's the only reason. If next week he interviews the president, I won't be talking about it. I mean, he would have to literally be talking about Nicki Minaj next week for me to go, sitting with Nicki Minaj for me to go live and talk about his show. So this is not about Jason Lee's show. I really could care less about Jason Lee's show. It's more of the fact that he had Cardi B on there, and if you tried to watch any Jason Lee interviews in the past, and I don't know why, because I've watched some in the past. I don't know why I was expecting something different. This is nothing new. All of his interviews are centered around himself. So that's typically why I would never review him or really watch him in the first place. But I tried because, obviously, you guys are going to want to hear me talk about Cardi B in the interview. But anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Armand. Love you. Bye.
Love you, too. Bye. Okay, let's take another call. All right, let me get my girl on here. Eva, what's the tea? What's the tea, baby?
My God. Listen, we'll do the pros and the cons.
And the mix. Go ahead.
The only pro was, I mean, the only thing I liked about the interview was when he asked her about the
Tasha K
situation.
Oh, okay.
And the
Tasha
K situation.
Yeah.
No, it was a couple of pros. But what really killed the interview for me was, okay, you've already said it multiple times, but to me, if you're a friend, not everything needs to be broadcasted as to who I linked you up to. I feel like Cardi, you're a bigger factor than Jason Lee, that you don't need people to put you in spaces so that later they could throw it in your face and tell you, oh, I had you on a phone call with Madonna. Oh, I had you on this with Kanye. It was so weird to me. If you're my real friend, that doesn't need to be broadcasted. That should be appreciated behind the scenes. So I feel like, I mean, it was an okay interview, but like you said, We needed the music questions. We needed the when is the album coming. We needed the tour. We needed the real questions, like as far as
if why is it taking so long? And how long do you think
right.
that this momentum will last? Do you feel like the fans are going to – or like do you think that this is a smart move? Like, I mean, do you think that your audience is going to still be there for this? You know, is this going to – is this are you going to keep taking these breaks after Cardi B too? Like, what's the tea?
He could have – listen – Cardi was in the studio with Lil' Kim. He could have asked the question.
Like, oh, right. What was that? What was the Lil' Kim moment in the studio?
Listen, I'm trying to tell you. The FaceTime with Funk Flex. What's going on with Funk Flex? I need her to go on a show like a Funk Flex. It's, you know, a lot of people say he's messy. Or like a Drink Champs where they're really going to ask some questions and not care. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like this interview was very like, I'm going to help a friend out interview.
Yes. Yes.
That's all it gave, like, for me. And you know, I feel, you know, as far as the Carisha please, you know, she did say on the carpet that she would love Cardi on her show. I just want to know what if it's going to make sense, because I know the QC takes a percentage of her earnings. So for that show, for the Revolt show, and I don't know if they're on good times with QC, because, you know, the situation would offset. So I would be here for a bit, but I'm not going to, like, step on anyone's toes. If she does the interview, then that's good for her. But if they're going to ask questions, I need the real questions asked. For real.
Oh, and are you ready for the gag? I wasn't going to say anything. I was going to pay it. Now, this is something different, but I guess I will – the secret is out. Hold on. Let me say the secret, I guess, is coming out now because they posted it. I didn't know that they were doing a whole flyer.
Is that what we talked about?
No. This is I'm about to post it on my screen right now. Oh, child. I didn't know that this was going to be a whole thing. Well, I guess the secret, let me see. Okay, so I guess Storm Monroe revealed that him and me and Larry Reed will be doing a conversation Friday.
Oh, I love it.
And yes, and I fly out to Atlanta in the morning.
Oh, I know that's right. And are you going to ask the real questions?
Well, we're all going to have, we're all going to be, you know, I get to Storm's house Friday evening. And so it'll be a movie.
I need you to ask that for me.
What you want me to ask?
If that boy was of age, if he did mess with him allegedly, if he was of age, that's like the only. That's the only thing I need answer, because the boy did say he was 14, 15 when they met, but then Larry said that he was 17 when he actually met the person. So that's the whole, I was 14, 15, but then it was like he was 17. That doesn't make sense to me. Like, so who's telling the truth? You know what I mean? That's like
yes.
a major fact. But congratulations.
Now,
yet
it's
again.
Going to be a key. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that. But yes. I have to go pack because now you guys know I have a flight to catch. So I'll talk to you later. But I love you, T.S. Eva. Yes.
Bye.
We'll talk later. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.
Okay.